اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear sisters how is everyone doing this blessed morning Alhamdulillah I hope and pray that everyone is on their highest levels of spirituality taqwa and iman Ameen May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sincere efforts of learning and teaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us istiqamah in this journey through Quran Ameen summa ameen On behalf of Nurul Quran International Institute the entire team of Journey Through Quran welcome you in a live session from Atlanta Georgia of Journey Through Quran in Juz 29th, Bi'iznillah. Yesterday we covered Juz 28th, Tawfiqillah, beautiful Juz, and covered 8 surahs, Alhamdulillah. Lengthy Juz, so we will quickly recap the important points only, inshallah wa ta'ala. As we have very limited time, as you all know. Theme of the Juz was, designed your house in Jannah now, subhanAllah. Did you guys had a chance to think about it? Yes? Inshallah, we will. Yeah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Keep on thinking throughout the session, inshallah, wa ta'ala, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one. Because it is angels gathering. SubhanAllah, angels are guarding this gathering. And they will say ameen to our du'as. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens what's in our heart. So, inshallah wa ta'ala, our wishes can be granted. And we have a strong faith, inshallah wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer our du'as, inshallah wa ta'ala. All right. It was taken from Ayah 11, Surah At-Tahrim. The connection between Juz 27th and 28th was, foreigners get to build the house in Jannah now. SubhanAllah, what are our plans? Are we looking forward for such a house? Are we contenders among foreigners, time to decide for our future now, inshallah wa ta'ala. Just started with Surah Al-Mujadila. In it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes, As-Sami' was highlighted. I just said about that, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard a woman from seventh heaven whispering as she was calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when a person sitting next to her couldn't hear her. SubhanAllah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala up in the seventh heaven heard her. Do I believe that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can listen, Qala's radiallahu ta'ala anha's whisper from seventh heaven, then will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listen to my distressed call? Is it my belief? And whom do I call when I'm in that situation? We have to be very careful before we say anything to save oneself from regrets. Then etiquettes of social gatherings were highlighted, and once someone is corrected, then they shouldn't mind. And moreover, knowledge will help you raise the respect bar, inshallah ta'ala. We were advised to stay close to Quran and Sunnah so we do not deviate from Haqq, inshallah ta'ala. Then Surah Al-Hashr. In it, Islamic welfare system was described. We were told to protect ourselves from stinginess. Iman does not stay constant, we were told, as it keeps on fluctuating up and down. Importance of keeping promises and being just. Also, beware of shaitan and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. A warning was given about disbelievers that they join against Islam, and we learned beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone listened to the same message, but each one reacts differently. We have to put ourselves in that position. We are listening Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message now. how do we react? Do we intend to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments and follow through the road to Jannah, or we just ignore and then it's okay, maybe someone else can do it. We have to decide now. Then Surah Al-Mumtahina, we were informed that this deen has been given to us as an amana. Right? Do I think that way? And we should prioritize loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over our families, as it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's right. We should be warned not to be friends with someone who opposes our deen, and not to make allies with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become angry and shown his wrath. So we can check our friendships. Then Surah As-Saff. Guidelines to protect deen were given. The deen can only flourish if people will work as a team. Someone has to work on the foundational level and be organized in between your roles. So it's teamwork, and we have to be organized when we are working as a team. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love was declared for the people who work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. Allahu Akbar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love us. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extended an invitation for us to be the helpers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we ready to do that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent an invitation. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, what an invitation directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a business deal, the best business deal ever. Now the question is, are we willing to carry on this business deal? Now, then next is Surah Al-Jumu'ah. In the Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's unlimited blessings are highlighted. They are mentioned. We have to be thankful. Action upon learned knowledge is required. Otherwise, it will be a burden. So, we should embrace death and should not fear it. Then we have to think about what we will be doing at the time of our death. A very scary thought. A very scary thought. Because it, what we are doing throughout the day, the majority of the time, the chances are we will die on that. So we have to check our schedule and we have to see how we carry out our day. The importance of Jummah prayers were highlighted, and it was reminded that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering is far better than anything in this world. Anything. So action point, always be thankful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings. Then Surah Al-Munafiqun. In the surah, it was told that stinginess is a sign of hypocrisy. The hypocrites not only spend themselves, they do not spend themselves, but they also stop others from spending too. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being a hypocrite and from hypocrisy. Ameen, summa ameen. Risk is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are encouraged to spend and not to get lost in wealth and kids. You know, like we tend to focus so much that we lose sight of what is more important. There's nothing wrong in taking care of it. That's a responsibility, of course. But it shouldn't be the only responsibility, right? Then Surah Taghabun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves all the praises, as He is the owner of whatever is in the heavens and the earth. He is the fashioner and designer of our faces. So do not criticize anyone's look, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of those looks. A believer's quality is that he does not complain. He stays happy in his destiny. Again, spending in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way is encouraged, and was told that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciate those who spend and are not stingy. So we have to put ourselves in that position. Who we are? Are we spending or not? And especially in these last days of Ramadan, because when all this is over and we will just, this is the best chance we can avail to spend, inshallah wa ta'ala. When we are, whatever we are spending will be multiplied. And who knows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's shan and wusa is so, it's infinite, that How much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us? Who knows? Who knows? And everybody is greedy for their future, right? So this is the future. This is the permanent future we are talking about here. So inshallah wa ta'ala, we will invest in that. Allah, so fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, listen His commandments, obey them, and spend in His path, inshallah wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we will do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity and the wisdom to spend in His path. Ameen, summa ameen. Surah Talaq, in its ruling of talaq, were highlighted, especially for an older woman. Talaq should be done according to the sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a way out of every situation. So then iddah for a widow, it is 4 months and 10 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us towards light, so do righteous deeds. Under that light, seek knowledge and take advice from the learned knowledge. Implement that learned knowledge into our lives. That's so very important. Are we doing that? Inshallah, that's a question we will ask ourselves. Then Surah Tahrim. In this surah, Prophet ﷺ was advised to deal with the daily life issues. We are advised to save ourselves and our family from the hellfire. Do we think it's important? Are we doing it? That's the question of this hour. We have to ask ourselves. We are advised to save ourselves and our family from the hellfire. Be the keepers of secret and be sincere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put different people throughout their lives from different trials. They were put through different trials. Husband and wife can become a trial for each other, right? So action point, be forgiving, be patient. Do not react too quick. Focus on positives while ignoring the negatives. Keep a bigger heart and be appreciative of our husbands. So very important. Sometimes a little let go brings more happiness, and the bigger the sacrifice means bigger rewards. Are we greedy for bigger rewards? We have to attain those qualities, inshallah wa ta'ala. Let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a house in paradise, inshallah wa ta'ala. Let's choose the location of our home and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it in this gathering of angels. Let's be hasty in joining Sister Faiza in live session from Atlanta, Georgia, of Journey Through Quran, of Juz 29th, Biznillah. Beautiful Juz, so stay focused and let's collect all the gems Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stored for us, inshallah wa ta'ala. And imagine our Jannah home, sweet home, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan kaseera wa sunjada. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته والحمد لله رب العالمين. I cannot believe today is already just 29. I had very mixed feelings this morning when I was preparing for this juz. I was very happy that Allah Ta'ala made it possible for us to reach this far. At the same time, I was feeling very sad that what am I going to do the day after tomorrow? I am sure most of you have all the same feeling that I do. And this was making me wonder, what is it that we can plan? What is it that we can stay focused with? Is there something that we need to do with our lives? And you know what? I was wondering, this is the time we make a decision for ourselves. And today, also the Juz theme is also about that. But before we get into that, point to understand is that, did you enjoy this journey? Did you feel something important? Did you feel that you were missing out on something? You know, they say wedding is something until you get married, you don't know what you're getting into, because from far away it gives you mixed feelings. Of course, there is no comparison for Quran and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But did you feel that getting to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Quran gives you very different feelings about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? All this time, we thought that we are doing a favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing the ibadah, like such as salah and fast. But now, the mindset should be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing favor to us by coming ourselves to Him, because it is not possible for you and I to come to the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As to show the gratitude, we need to make decisions and make life coming forward in different glasses, in a different way. And for that, we all need to decide. Tomorrow is the last day. I want each one of you to take a 10-second pause and write down after tomorrow what you want, because there's still some days in Ramadan left, like 2-3 days, right? The Eid is not until Saturday. So we are ending today. So what is it that you can do for these 3-4 days that are left? Do you want this life to be taken off? You go home, you stay away from the computer, and you can do anything? Or do you want to continue something? Maybe like a short thing, maybe something special for these 2-3 days. Maybe understand the du'as in a longer and detailed version of the du'a that we can ask. Maybe something else, whatever is in your mind. If there is something that you would like to do productive in these 3-4 days, let us know. Email your admins. Email the email ID that you get your ID from. Let them know that this is something that you would like to do. And maybe we can do something. Maybe I'm not promising anything, but I am saying that this is something we need to all work with. Now, before moving forward, so far, in just 29, we have learned so many different stuff. And if you think about it, this time was not justified, right? Because there are many, many lessons in each and every ayahs that we had to skip. Do you know why? Because the purpose of this journey of Quran is not to learn the Quran. Do you know that? This journey of Quran was not for you and I to learn the Quran. This journey of Quran was basically a taste for you and I. You know, when you, before you purchase a book, if you visit the Amazon website or some other website where they give you sneak preview, right? They give you sneak preview of the book is supposed to be. First few pages of that book are usually available for free online to download, to read what you're about to buy. Today, also, I have this feeling that this Ramadan is going away, so is this Quran is ending from this journey of Quran. So this feeling, the feeling that you got the taste of the Quran, do we want to open the whole book in a whole new way? If you do, then think about it, because decisions are made when you are actually engaged in the ibadah. You know why? As I mentioned earlier, the angels are there saying Ameen upon your du'as and intention. People, when they actually have these ideas, because when they're learning Quran, I'm sure you must have felt that while you're in this class, do you feel that your iman level is higher? When you go out, when you say Assalamu alaikum from this class, when you go out and go about the world doing different things, do you feel that your iman level is not the same? It's very normal. Sahaba used to go through this too. In fact, one of the Sahabi asked Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that I feel like a munafiq, the hypocrite, because when we are in your company, we think this is it. That's all we want in our life. But when we go out and then we do some, we're with our families, we forget about it. And this is very normal. So in order to have this feeling continue, we should not take any days off. We should not take this Quran away from our life. With that mindset, let's listen to the recitation of the first few ayahs of today's juz, and then we'll talk about today's theme.
تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعده فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Alhamdulillah, by the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are here gathered together to glorify the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Quran. Do you know why? Because one of the name of Quran is Al-Dhikra. Dhikra means the reminder, and the whole Quran is the best of the best reminder, which reminds us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which reminds us about the purpose of life, which reminds us to set a goal in life, and which reminds us that this dunya that we're living in is nothing more than just a way, a road, a path that leads to some destination, and the destination of our choice, whether we like it or not. We already are planning, already on the way to this destination. Now, what type of destination that is, that you and I can tell by the daily life routine that we have. What is the priority in our life? So this is why this just 29, you will find that it is filled with some personality development that is needed to become a nation builders. This is why today's theme for Juz 29 is the nation builders. What do I mean by that? In this Juz today, you will learn so many things step by step, how to become a da'i, how to become a productive member of the society, how to become a successful person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping in mind the goal that were given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, starting Surah Al-Fatiha up until Surah Al-Mursalat, which will be the last surah for today. And of course, Juz 30 is going to be tomorrow, and it will continue in that too. Especially Juz 29 today, every surah you will find that is directing towards one direction, and that is, how can you and I become Ansarullah? How can you and I become productive member of the team of Ummat-e Wasat, one of the productive member whose job is to develop the nation in such a way that it produces leaders, not just followers. Do you know the Jews community? In fact, they teach every child from the very young age. They raise their children with the mindset that you are a nation's leader. This is why you see, despite of being small in number, that every child always grow up to be doing something big. They are told, never go get a job. Instead, own that job, own that company. This is why you see higher positions are held by them, and all the money matters are in their control. Why do you think is that? Because they have a mindset. And why do you think they have this mindset? Because they think they're the best. And why do you think the Muslim Ummah doesn't have the mindset? Because they feel, oh, we are just Muslims. We supposed to suffer, because everywhere we see around this world, Muslims are suffering. We have to change this mindset. And as a woman, it is our job to start conversing with the positivity in the whole society, not just in yourself, in your own kids, but the whole society. From now on, every time you meet people, you go to work, you go to school, college, universities, you start talking with confidence. And this is what it takes to become a nation builders. So there's an ayah in Surah Al-Muddathir, ayah number 2, Qum fa'anzir. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taught that now you need to get up, wake up and warn. Qum, stand up and do something. Go, tell the whole world, what is it? What are you here for? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you? In the beginning, if you learn the seerah, these two surahs, the Surah Muzzammil and Surah Muddathir, are from the early times. You know why? Because now Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the very first thing was told was Iqra, read, and after that he was told to wake up in the night so you can really have the energy and know-how, build a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing he was told was to qum fa anzir, wake up and wake up other people around you. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took this job so seriously that until his last breath, he continued doing this job despite of all the hardship that came in his way. If you know some of the seerah, I am sure most of you already know that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he started out the journey of spreading Islam, what did he got? Did he got famous? Did he got the name everywhere was talking about, wow, what a nice person. Oh, wow, what a nice message. No, it wasn't like that. It was the opposite. Despite of this message being the best, despite of the delivery person, meaning Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, being the best of the best, there's nobody on the face of this earth can be more better than him. But you know what? What kind of reaction did he got from people? He got to call all the names. People called him sometimes magician, sometimes crazy man, sometimes madman, sometimes soothsayer, sometimes something else, poet, and etc. And you know what? Did he give up his mission? No. Early times, when the Islam was very in its infancy, it was very hard to carry on this message. At the same time, it was not something of a choice. He took it as a command. Today, you and I need to do the same thing. We are the nation builders. We are the one who's going to put our share into the ummah and establishment of the deen. This is why whenever personality traits come that we will learn today and the things that will come in today's juz, I want you to make special points in your notebooks, make a column that this is what you and I need to do. And with that mindset, we will move forward, inshallah. But before we move forward, take a 5-second pause and write down in your notebook, what do you want for the rest of the remaining days in the month of Ramadan? Alhamdulillah. Now, let's go to the juz 29 dua. You know why this dua, I get to choose? Trust me, this was not something I was planning to share with you, but it happened so this way. This dua came in front of my mind as if it was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this dua is basically about keeping the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Because most of the time when the blessings are blessings and we don't take care of those blessings and we don't take care of them seriously, what happens? Blessings goes away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes them away. Today, we are blessed with the blessing of this Quran. Right now, as we speak, we are sitting here. You know why? Because this is the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed upon us. If we are grateful about this blessing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue. If we are not grateful about this blessing, then this blessing may go away from our life. And there is nothing but regrets in our life if this blessing goes away. This is why this dua we learn in Muslim 6943. Amazing, amazing wordings. What are they? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matika wa tahawwul 'afiyatika wa fujaa'ati ni'matika wa jami'i sakhatik. Such a beautiful wording. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from a decline in your bounties. Question. Do we really seek refuge in Allah? That, oh Allah, whatever blessing you have blessed us with, keep those blessings forever. And a change of a state of well-being, meaning whatever I have, goodness and afia, they stay the same. I don't get into the problems. Some people are willing to do something, but they get physically sick. Some people get really busy with the life with other responsibilities. Some people get problems in their family and there's a divorce and they're breaking up or kids or something new or some moving. A lot of things can happen and afia goes away. And then you don't have time to really come to Allah's book. And a sudden onset of your punishment, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't want to be caught by surprise that you take me away and I don't even know it. And the problem comes in my life. And that because of your wrath, because you are mad or you are upset at me. So save us from all these things. Let's say this dua and this time say it with the asking manner, with humility in the heart and by meaning it. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can keep the blessing of this Quran with us. In our hearts, in our lives, and we become the source, the chain link that can pass this information from one generation to another generation. Allahumma, inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matika wa tahawwul 'afiyatika wa fujaa'ati ni'matika wa jami'i sakhatik. Inshallah, let's move to the next slide. Here we see the connection between juz 28 and juz 29 themes. In order to build a house in Jannah, because this was the theme of juz 28, in order to build a house in Jannah, we must accept the job offer given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is wake up and warn. In other words, whatever we do in this dunya, that will earn us the house in Jannah and the location of the Jannah near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With that mindset, let's move forward to the next slide. Just 29 surahs. There are so many surahs in this just 29, a cluster of surah. I wish I can tell you how was I feeling this morning. All these surahs, to me, it felt like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a bouquet of beautiful flowers all together. Each and every surah, it's complete in its meaning and its personality. Each surah has a very different and unique personality, and yet everything flows together. Each surah gives a very unique and strong message, and yet every message is very important. And each surah brings so much light and khair and barakah in life of ours if we implement them, and if we take them on the body that we are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this 5 to 6 feet body of ours, because all these notes are not going to help you unless those notes become to life. And that is, they are shown by your actions, what are you made of. So inshallah, we were going to learn Surah Mulk. In that, we learned that this dunya is examination hall. In Surah Qalam, we will learn the importance of pen. In Surah Haqqa, we'll learn about the Qiyamah. In Surah Ma'arij, we will learn about that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows you. And in Surah Nuh and other surahs, we will learn about knowledge of Akhirah versus our belief in Akhirah. In Surah Jinn, we will learn about the response of the jinn. And Surah Muzammil, we learn about the night prayer's importance. And Surah Mudassir, we learn the main topic, that is arise and warn. And Surah Qiyamah, it's about the big day. And Surah Insan, you will be amazed learning Surah Al-Insan. A description of Jannah, this surah gives in such a way that you haven't learned it yet. And Surah Mursalat, of course, that's a drop scene. Beautiful, beautiful. Let's make dua, special dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in a time so we can get most out of it. And towards the end, stay back for some announcements, inshallah. Now, let's go to today's first surah, and that is Surah Al-Mulk. Virtues of Surah Al-Mulk. If you see the next slide, it was narrated by Abu Huraira that the Prophet ﷺ said, a surah from the Quran containing 30 verses will intercede for a man so that he will be forgiven. It is the Surah Tabarak Alladhi Biyadihi Al-Mulk, meaning Surah Al-Mulk. This is in Tirmidhi 2891, meaning this surah will fight on our behalf. If we learn this surah, recite this surah every night before going to bed, memorize it, hold on to it, and contemplate on it, sure enough, Allah will accept it. May Allah truly make us the holders of Surah Al-Mulk in our hearts. Ameen. It was narrated that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, whoever reads Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulk, meaning the Surah Al-Mulk, every night, Allah will protect him from the torment of the grave. This is in Nisa'i, part 6, 179. What did we learn here? This surah, it's amazing, amazing. Let's go to the next slide. In Surah Mulk, ayah number 1 to 14, in this chapter, we're gonna learn so many things. Basically, this surah tells us that this is examination hall. You know, I was always wondering why this surah is so important to recite before going to bed. Because it gives you a reminder every single night when you're reciting this surah that why are we here for? In the first few ayahs, we learn the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And next, we learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preparing us for the day of judgment, that you are sitting in this world because liyabluwakum, you are here to be tested. In other words, when we learn this Surah Al-Mulk every single day, we remind ourselves that this dunya is a big, huge examination hall, and we are all filling a paper that we are assigned, and the questionnaire is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the answers is up to us. What do we write? Whether we write the answer of our choice or whether we write the answers of Allah's choice. So with that mindset, inshallah, let's begin Surah Al-Mulk. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. Blessed is he in whose hand is dominion, and he is over all things competent. What do we learn in this ayah? We learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his name, he himself is blessed. And because of him, everything gets blessed. Every place, everything, every person where the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken is blessed. It becomes so blessed that it gets full of barakah in life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is of so much importance. And imagine the name of who? The name of who? Whose hand is the whole dominion? Oh, the whole world. Imagine if somebody controls you in this dunya. Maybe your boss, maybe your spouse, maybe somebody else. And you say, you know what, I have to listen to them because they are my boss, right? And I get paid when I work for them. Or maybe it's your father, you have to listen to him because you are his daughter. And whatever he says, it goes. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds in his hand the dominion of the earth. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has everything in his hand. And when you and I attach ourselves with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our lives become full of barakah. As a believer, you know, believers, sometimes when they don't understand how valuable they are, the barakah in their belief goes away. Can somebody please turn off their mic, mute their mic, because I can hear some noises. Please check your mic if it's open. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. تبارك الذي. What do we understand here? We learn here that Allah's name is so much full of barakah. If we bring Allah's book in our life will be filled with barakah, so much so that we will not be able to handle it. This is how blessed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed ourselves. So, in his hands is dominion, and he is over all things competent. Understand here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls everything that happens in my life and yours. He who created death and life to test you. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. I want you to highlight this ayah, ayah number 2, because this is the ayah where we learn the purpose of life. And what is the purpose of life? Highlight this word, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. The purpose of life is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you. People say, you know what, if God exists, then why there is so much suffering? Why children die? Why war happens? Why people go through some kind of illnesses and they're terminally ill and in the vegetative state, and the tyrant rulers oppress people, and there's oppression and there's orphan and all those things people come up with. And this is why they say, in fact, this is the most common excuse the atheists give with about the non-existence of God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَلِيَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. I have created you so I can test you. Imagine if all these sufferings doesn't exist, what's the purpose of life then? Don't you think that angels were enough to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Don't you think that glorification was already being done for thousands of years before we even come to this dunya? So, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests one person from another. It is one thing when the person is being tested, afflicted by some bit of a disease in himself. But the test is not only for himself. The test is for people around them. How do they treat him? How do they take care of him? Like, for example, if there is an orphan in your family, and if you forget about that orphan, and you're too busy living your life, the test is not just for that orphan. The test is for you and I. Because we are the ones who are giving this opportunity to serve this orphan, and we ignore it. So this is why everything in our life, whatever it is a test. It could be the blessings, it could be the ability to sit here, learn the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is a test. Might as well do something about this test. Might as well consider this test as a serious something. You know, when a person is sitting in an examination hall, what's the first thing comes in mind? That you're in examination hall and the time is limited. Isn't that so? Because when you are in examination hall and you are given 3 hours, and in the 3 hours, you have to finish all those questions that are given to you, and you have a question that are given to you by them. Now imagine if a child is in examination hall and he is given 3 hours and he's supposed to do the paper and he comes home, his mother asks him, so how was your exam? He said, yes, it was good, but I didn't like the paper, test paper. So you know what I did? I ripped up the test paper and I came up with my own questions and I answered it the way I want to. There was a question about life. I didn't like it. So I put a question about the TV show. There was a question about how to serve the parents. I didn't like it. So I put a question about how to play this video game. There was another question about worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I didn't like this question. So I put a question about what are the new TV shows and entertainment that is coming up. There was a question about whether you should do jihad or not. I didn't like that question. So I took away that question. I replaced it with the gambling casino stuff. Think about it. Isn't that what people are doing? People have replaced the questions and the purpose according to their own liking. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I don't care. What I want is I care. I want to visit Las Vegas this summer, and then next summer I want to visit someplace, and then I want to watch this movie, and then I want to watch that movie. And yes, at the end of the day, I'll say, oh Allah, forgive me, because you are all forgiving. Isn't that what we are doing right now? This world is an examination hall. The very first thing we need to take care of is timings. Time is very limited. Time is of the essence. And the second thing we need to take care of, what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us? In this, what are the questions that are given to us and that we learn from Quran and Sunnah? And the third thing you need to do is, how do you answer these questions? Because if you answer, it's your choice according to your liking, but Allah, I didn't really like this question, so I didn't want to answer that. Can we say that? We can't. So the third thing we need to understand is how to answer this question. And this is what we learn in this Quran. And then, الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ فَارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ. And who created 7 heavens in layers? You do not see in the creation of the Most Merciful any inconsistency. So return your vision to the sky. Do you see any breaks? This ayah makes us ponder about why is it that this world is a place of examination. Do you know why? Because this world is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has made everything in such perfection that nothing gets old. Everything stays renewed. Everything is beautiful. And do you know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is challenging you and I. Why don't you go ahead, look and try to find any flaws, any crack, any oldness, any maintenance that is needed into this sky. You know, when you look at your building that you live in, your house that you live in, what happens? Now this wall is dirty, this wall needs repair, this faucet is leaking, this door needs to repair, and the paint is fading out, and this crack is opening up, this cabinet door is not closing. And even though you bought this house 2 years ago only, it's a pretty new house, and all these problems are happening. Why? Because everything requires maintenance. And now think about it. You and I, how old are we? Only a few days, if you think about it, a few months, few years, or whatever. And how old the sky is? This sky was always there, right? So do you see any flaws in the sky? Do you see that now it starts looking pretty old. Now it needs some replacement. It needs something new. It doesn't. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. You and I are replaceable. You and I needs maintenance in our body. As we grow old, our body gets weakened. Our wrinkles appear. Our hair turn white. Our body's organs stop working and they slows down. And the blood pressure goes high and diabetes takes over. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look at the sky. Allah made it. Is there any problem? And He's challenging you. Can you go ahead and criticize as much as you want to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No matter how much we try to criticize the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot. This should fill our heart with this reality that we are here to be tested. What do we do with our lives? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this sky is so perfect. So is everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. Basically, this sky is an example. You compare whatever you do, and then you compare whatever Allah does. You actually plant a seed in your home, and then you don't water that plant for a few days, then it starts wilting away. You have to take care of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of these trees that comes by themselves and they're growing without your help. You don't even water these trees out there, but they're surviving. Why? Because this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't need you and I. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life. Allah is perfect. We need to have some perfection in our life. Even though we try so hard, it's not going to be any perfection. No matter what a human being creates, every now and then it goes away. Buildings they're created, when they're brand new, people say, wow, what a marvel. Few years down the line, they need all kinds of fixings. So what do we learn here? Allah, there is no example. His work is complete. His work is perfect. So what should we do? We should live in this world thinking that now we are here for temporary and then we need to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ رْجِعَ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ. Then return your vision twice again. Your vision will return to you humble while it is fatigued. Meaning, we will get tired, but Allah's creation is flawless. We will get so tired, even the 2, 3, 4 times we try, we will not find any flaws. In fact, you know what? Do this activity before going to bed tonight. Try to think, is there any imperfection what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made? The human body is made perfect. And when the human body, we abuse it by putting wrong kind of nutrients, ingredients in our body, we get sick. And then we say, you know what? This diabetes and high blood pressure is taking over me. It is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who made the body malfunction. It is you and I when we abuse things. It is not the earth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made something wrong. It is human when they leave emission, carbon footprints. We make things go wrong. Right? Then, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيهَا وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومٌ لِلشَّيَاطِينَ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. And we have certainly beautified the nearest heaven with lamps, that is stars, and have made from them what is thrown at the devils and have prepared for them the punishment of the blaze. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world so beautiful. Do you know what we learn from this? We, whatever we do, even though we live in this temporary world, try to do things beautifully, with perfection, with organization, with discipline. We say, we're here for temporary reasons, so it's okay, we can live the life of a person who has no organization skills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that Allah made everything beautiful. Allah is beautiful. Allah loves Jamal. Allah loves beauty. Whatever we do in our daily life, do it with perfection. Try to do it the best way possible. Don't get the job done just because you need to get it done. Do it with cleanliness, organizing, and whatever is missing you need to put in. Make yourself appear. All the Muslims all over the world should be doing things in such a way that the whole world should be looking at the Muslims. These people, look how clean they are. They wash their feet 5 times a day. But when it comes to reality, Muslims are the most dirty one. You see the masajid, that they're most disorganized and unorganized. We see our homes. Sometimes if you open the drawer, go ahead, open your drawers after this class and find out, are they organized? The things that are hidden, even they are organized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our life, if the people come, the guest comes all of a sudden without knocking, without giving us enough time, they will be caught by surprise that how unorganized our things are, lying down on the floor, a prayer rug is sitting there, and glasses sitting on a table, and all those things. Dust maybe is collecting, and the things inside your closet, you have so much extra stuff. Maybe basements are full of the stuff you never use. Maybe your garage is overstuffed with stuff. Why? Because we don't consider that we need to be very clean, beautiful, organized in every possible manner. So, what do we learn here? Organize yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything not for just beauty, but for the purpose too. Just like stars have beauty and purpose. But when human beings, they create something, they can either create beauty or they can either create purpose. For example, the food processor, it is purpose but not beauty. For example, vase, it is beauty but not purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too perfect. Everything He created is beautiful yet meaningful. And for those who disbelieve in their Lord is the punishment of the hell, and wretched is the destination. When they are thrown into it, they hear from it a dreadful inhaling while it boils up. meaning this Jahannam is making roaring noise. Everything is screaming there. It almost bursts with rage. Can you try to imagine that? When people are supposed to recite this surah before going to sleep, they're supposed to remind themselves that there is a hellfire. If we complain throughout this life, this is what the end is. So this description of Jahannam is very serious. It almost bursts with rage. Every time a company is thrown into it, its keepers ask him, did they not come to a warner? Alam ya'tikum nadhir? Question. Is warning being given to us? Yes. Now another question. Are we doing something about this warning? That's the answer you and I need to write in our books. They will say, notice here what they will say. Qalu, bala, yes. Can you imagine? People are admitting then. Why can't we admit now? Look, feel the pain here. Bala, qad ja'ana nadhirun, fakazzabna. But we denied and said, Allah has not sent down anything. You are not but in great error. Meaning, people will be in regress today. Just continue learning the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so we can become a student of knowledge and we can really bring other people towards it. So they are saved from this bala. So they are saved from this saying that, right, yes, I had some information, but I never opened up the book. I was too busy living my life, trying to feel this thing, because if we don't feel it, we won't be able to do anything. I'll give you 2 seconds pause, write something down for yourself. And then they will say, Allah has not sent down anything. You are not but a great error. People deny Allah. People deny the book of Allah. People deny the prophet of Allah. And people deny the ayahs of Allah, the nature signs and everything. And they say, this is just for fun only. And they will say, if only we had listening. Notice here, 2 things I'm mentioning here. And then this is the answer we learned in this. وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. If we could only listen, نَسْمَعُ. So what do we learn here? The first step to guidance is listening. People say, I read Quran at home. Then why do you not see the change? Because the personality of Quran is not by reading. Personality of Quran comes by listening. Do you know why? Because it came as an oral word. There's a great difference for those of you who are students of English subject, the English language arts. You probably know this, that the essay when you submit to your teacher, it is very different than the speech that you do in debate. Or do they look like the same to you? They're not. So speaking, the speech is very different and the essay writing is very different. This Quran is a speech. This came as a speech form to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So until a person listens to this Quran, they don't really get it. I just recently talked to this person and he said he is reading Quran for the past 3 years and this is the 3rd time reading and he still doesn't know the answer when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, he is guided and to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, he is not guided. He said, I don't understand the purpose because he's reading it. He's reading the translation, but he's not really listening to any teacher. So he's never getting this point. So what do we understand here? Listening is the first step. Listen yourself first, become a student of knowledge, and then you can teach others because they are saying this regress. If only we had listening or reasoning, oh, naqil, meaning if you would have reason why things are happening this way, why am I getting sick? Why am I growing old? Why can I stop this thing? Why the trees are growing this way? Why the fruit is this color? Why mango is yellow? Why not orange? Why orange is orange? Why not blue? All these things require thinking, and they are saying the regrets. If we only listened and we reasoned, we would not be among the companions of the blaze. May Allah save us all from these type of regrets, and may Allah save our families from these type of regrets. Let's make dua right this moment. Oh Allah, bring our families to Quran. Oh Allah, bring my children to Quran. Oh Allah, bring our extended families to Quran. Even include your in-laws in your du'as and then your friends and family and the extended family. فَاعْتَرِفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسُوْقَ لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. And they will admit their sin. So it is the alienation for the companions of the place. Can you imagine? People can occupy themselves in so many good companies, but over there they will be alienated. Indeed, those who fear their Lord unseen will have forgiveness and great reward. How beautiful. Ajrun Kabir. Kabir means a big reward that is continuous. Imagine that. This is for who? The one who fears Allah, listens to Kalam Allah, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And conceal your speech or publicize it. Indeed, he is knowing of that which is in your breast. Does he who created not know while he is subtle, the aware? Notice here, highlight this ayah number 14. Allah ya'lamu man khalaqa wa huwa latif al-khabir. Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not know, even though he is the one who created you? Now think about it. There is no example for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but for the understanding purpose. You know, mother, when she sees her child that he's not happy, something is bothering him, do you think she's able to tell? Yes. For those of you who are mother in this room, they probably must be thinking that, you know what, yes, I can tell when my child comes from school and he's not in a happy mood, I can tell something is bothering him. He's quieter, he's not responding, and he's not saying anything. So she goes to her child and she says, I know, something is not right with you. What is it? Come on, tell me. Why do you think the mother knows? Because mother says that I kept you in my tummy for 9 months and I fed you for 2 years. I know exactly how you feel. Even, you know, mothers confess sometimes, even the children, when they are grown up, they don't live with the mother. They live in some other place, some other area. But mothers can feel it, that, you know what, my daughter, she lives far away, but something is not right. My heart is not really satisfied. And she calls and she asks, are you okay? And the daughter says, how do you know, mom, that I'm not feeling well? Because this is mother. And do you know why mother knows about this? Because she kept the baby in 9 months and plus 2 years and two and a half, maybe almost 3 years, if you can say, 30 weeks, right? And mother knows everything about the child. So imagine in 30 weeks only, 30 months only, mother knows everything about the child. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created you and I. And he knows about you when we didn't exist. When we were nobody, when our bodies wasn't there, he knew us then, and he will knew it when our bodies are died. So how come we can just assume that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't know anything that we are going through? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't you know that I am the one who created you and know everything about you? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-latif al-khabir. In fact, you know what? Request the admins to give you the audio clip of Al-Latif, because Al-Latif and Khabir, these are beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe we can learn the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the next 3 days. It would be such an awesome thing, right? So if you do want it, please request your admins. And so in this paragraph, what did we learn? Allah's name is full of barakah. This dunya is big, huge examination hall, and I am under the time gun. The time is running out. I need to move fast. What do I want from my life? And Allah is perfect, and His creations are perfect. I need to do everything in a perfect way. My salah should be reaching the perfection now. Nobody can reach perfection, but the trying should be there. Allah made everything in a well-organized manner, so should we do things that way? Just like this sky is ever new, similarly the Quran is ever new. Can you imagine? Quran grows with you. Quran never grows old. Quran never grows young. Quran never grows needs maintenance. Quran never needs changing. You know why? Because the same Allah who created this heavens, who's challenging you, go ahead and find the flaw. The same Allah's word is Quran. The same Allah's speech is Quran. It never grows old. And in fact, you know what? Quran is something exactly what you think of it is. If you want Quran to be peace, it becomes peace. If you want Quran to give reward you, it will be reward you. If you want Quran to give you shifa, it will give you shifa. If you want Quran to give you happiness, it will give you happiness. If you want Quran to take care of your problems, it will take care of your problems. Everything, whatever you think of this Quran, this is exactly how it is. So what do we learn here? Quran is ever new. It never gets old. Allah knows us inside and out. And death is one of the stage of life. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned death first and life after that. You know why? Because we were dead before and we are in this life. In other words, think about it. life is has many stages, and we are living in a second stage right now, right? We were not there. That was our first stage. Now we're living in a second stage. And what do you think the third stage is? Then when we go away from this world, we die, that's a third stage. When we wake up, that's a fourth stage. And our preparation tells us, where are we heading? If we have Allah in our mind and Qiyamah is our focus, then our lifestyle should be able to reflect it. And be prepared to take criticism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, come on, go ahead, criticize my creation. Are we ready to willing to take the criticism? Because if we want to become da'i ilallah, if we want to be nation builders, and if we want to be student of Quran, then we should be able to take the criticisms too, because criticisms will come. Nuh alayhi salam's life is filled with that. Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam's life is filled with that. Ibrahim alayhi salam's life is filled with that. And all the prophets. So, inshallah, may Allah really make us understand this ayahs. Ayah number 15 to 30, we learn, are we fearless? هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. It is He who made the earth tame for you. So walk among its slope and eat of His provision, to and to Him is the resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this earth in such a way that we can walk on it and it doesn't make you shake and put your foot, take it away. Like for example, the gravity is such a good blessing. Gravity is something we don't see, but it exists, right? This is why we're able to walk on it. This is what the taming of the earth is. The same earth is so soft that a thin, tiny bud comes out, right? And the same earth is so strong that it holds through the whole beautiful, large, huge trees. So, do you feel secure that He who is above, I want you to highlight the ayah number 16. Do you feel secure that He who is above would not cause the earth to swallow you and certainly it would sway? Earthquake can come at any moment. Why do we think that we're not going to die from that earthquake? Why do we think that if these natural disasters come, we will survive? We have this mindset that nothing's going to happen to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you are nobody. So don't be fearless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remind yourself that it is an examination hall. Every single night before going to bed, you and I should be reminding ourselves about this. Or do you feel secure that He who is above would not send again you a storm of stones? Then you would know how severe my warning is. And already had those before them denied, and how terrible was my reproach. Do they not see the birds above them with wings outspread and sometimes folded in? Who's actually taking care of these birds? Why are they not falling down? What's making them fly in this universe? Think about it, and how terrible it is that we don't really have time to think about how come all these things are working. And none holds the aloft except then, most merciful. Indeed, He is of all things seeing. Or who is it that could be an army for you to aid you other than the most merciful? Is there anybody who can save you besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is there anybody who can take you out of your troubles? Is there anyone on the face of this earth who can really help you out the way Allah can? Nobody can. It is Allah who facilitates people for you, who comes and show up and you say, you know what, this is my such and such friend or such and such person, help me out. It's not them. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who put this idea in their mind and He facilitates for them, or else they would never come to you. The disbelievers are not but in delusion. May Allah save us from this delusion of this dunya. Or who is it that could provide for you if He withheld His provision? Notice questions upon questions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to become a thinker. Ask all these questions to you. Why am I sitting here? By the way, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose me to learn this book? And why am I living in this place, in this area of this country and this city? And why am I living in this neighborhood? There must be a reason. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose me to live in this neighborhood so I can give da'wah to my neighbors. Am I doing my job? No? Yes? Maybe? Think about it. But they have persisted in insolence and aversion. Then is one who walks falling on his face better guided, or the one who walks erect or up straight in a straight path? These are the comparison of two people. Who is the one who is falling on a face? the one who actually looks only on his self-desires, and he is only worried about, I need this today, I should cook this today, this is my heart is desiring, and this is what I want. And that's it. This is the person who's like just worshipping themselves. And then there's another person who's walking up straight path. And his focus is far away. His vision is far away. And he's thinking, if I do this, I'm going to end up in causing the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I go there, this is not something that my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. If I wear this, I'm going to make my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unhappy. If I eat this, it's not going to be good for my iman. If I buy this, this is going to really be harmful for me. And the person who looks down, he says, you, I feel like eating this thing. Let me just go ahead and eat that. I don't care if it's 2 a.m. in the morning. I don't care if it's time to sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't tell me all that. I want to follow my desire. May Allah save us from this. And then say, it is He who has produced you and made you from the hearing and the vision and the heart. And that is intellect. Little are you grateful, O Allah, make us grateful slaves. Say, it is He who has multiplied you throughout the earth, and to Him you will be gathered. And they say, when is the promise if you should be truthful? Say, the knowledge is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am only a clear warner. But when they see it approaching, what? The death. Approaching, the faces of those who disbelieve will be distressed, and it will be said, this is that for which you used to call. Say, O Prophet, have you considered whether Allah should cause my death and those with me, or have mercy upon us? Who can protect the disbelievers from a painful punishment? Say, He is the most merciful. We have believed in Him, and upon Him we have relied, and you will come to know who it is that is in clear error. Say, have you considered if your water was to become sunken into the earth, then who could bring the flowing, who could bring you the flowing water? Imagine you living a life without a water, not even for a single hour. We have no problem. We have so much water we waste, and we don't realize it. What if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away this water from us? What am I going to do? All this surah, the whole surah, makes us fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, truly have give us ability to learn this surah in detail. So really, we learn what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly trying to say in this surah. So what do we learn from this section? Be like an earth, beneficial, accommodating, forgiving, humble under your feet. Be like earth, because this is what it takes to become a da'i of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who follows the desires looks at himself only. Here we can check, where is my desire and what do I look for? And be like a sun that shines in one place and he doesn't get tired. And then he moves on and shines another area. He's shining west right now, but he will move on and he will start shining east. He doesn't take break. You and I become a da'i of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nation builders who doesn't take break. And remember the journey back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's learn the and next surah is very beautiful. Let's listen to the recitation of the first 5 ayahs. And then we will move on to the tafsir of this. While you're listening to the recitation, try to contemplate what have we learned so far.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. نون والقلم وما يسطرون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم فَسَتُبَصِرُ وَيُبَصِرُونَ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نون by the pen and what they inscribe. This surah, there are 2 names of this surah. One is Qalam and one is Noon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by Qalam. Qalam is such an important thing in life. Qalam was the first thing that was created before the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Qalam, Uktub, write. Qalam said, what do I write? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, write the decrees. Write the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we understand here is the importance of Qalam. Today, many people don't even find learning and fun and important, and especially when it comes to the knowledge of Deen, they are really unaware of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us the first revelation that comes was Iqra, meaning read, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we created Qalam, meaning a Muslim supposed to be the one who's well-educated, well-rounded person, and he carries the qalam. Today, how many people actually know, you know, that they really worry about qalam? Writing, reading, learning, knowledge. Doesn't it tell you this is the most important thing you and I can do? This is why when you want to become a nation builder, you're supposed to write. Take notes, take good notes of your whatever you're learning. And if you're even writing it with a pen and pencil in your notebooks, alhamdulillah, because this is the best thing you can do on a day of judgment, the ink will be actually weighed. So what do we understand here? Be a student of knowledge, because Allah is swearing by the qalam. And qalam was the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. So what we learn from this ayah number 1 to 33, the paragraph, we learn about the best khulq and the traits of the worst khulq. So when you want to become a nation builder, you need to pay attention. The best khulq we have to implement and acquire, and the worst khulq we have to get rid of. Khulq means manners, right? So we need to really pay attention. I'm not going to go in each and every word, but you got the idea. This is your job to write the notes. Now it's your time to follow this ayah. Oh Allah, I just learned about the qalam. I just learned about you swearing by the qalam. I am here to write everything. Try to focus in writing, inshallah. And indeed, for you is a reward uninterrupted. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the one who worked for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, he gets the uninterrupted reward. For people who become the workers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them the uninterrupted reward. You know why? Because when they actually make a difference in this world, even they're gone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them uninterrupted rewards over there in Jannah. And indeed, you are of a great moral character. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was khulqan azim. So what do we need to do? We need to try our best and make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a khulqan azim. Why? Because this is what it takes to become a nation builder. You and I cannot just be a nation builder unless we want to be. And we want to get rid of all the negative traits from our life and bring in positive traits in our body. So you will see and they will see. Which of you is afflicted by a devil? Indeed, your Lord is most knowing of who has gone astray from his way, and he is most knowing of the rightly guided. Then do not obey the deniers. They wait that they would soften in your position so that they would soften towards you. Never give up. Never show your determination level going low. Because the minute you become lazy, people will take over you. The minute you say, yes, I know, I'm tired, everything else will take over you. So be firm in your mindset that I want to be a nation builder. And do not obey every worthless habitual swearer. Now the negative personality traits, we need to say don'ts in front of them and write them in your notebook. We don't want to be halaki maheen, worthless habitual swearer and scorner, going about with malicious gossip. Can we do that? Can we say, oh Allah, save us from all these? And a preventer of a good and transgressors and sinful, cruel, moreover, and illegitimate pretender. All these negative traits, are so many of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take away everything from us. Because he is a possessor of the wealth and the children. Because people get busy and they enjoy these things. And they have these all these negative personalities. And they don't even realize it. You know that? Many people who have these qualities, they don't know if they have it. They think it's best. When our verses are recited to him, he says, legends of the former people, meaning he doesn't take the ayahs of the Quran seriously. We will brand him upon the snout, meaning Allah SWT is saying that this is because of the nose that people have, right? Allah SWT says this nose, this ego basically, it's like a ego of the nose of an elephant. Because when person boasts about what he has, this has become, it makes him delusional and egotistical. May Allah truly save us from all this. And indeed, we have tried them as we tried the companions of the garden when they swore to cut its fruits in an early morning without making exception. So there came upon that is the garden an affliction from your Lord while they were asleep. There's a story about these people, inshallah. And it became reaped, and it became as though reaped that And they called one another at morning, saying, go early to your crop if you would cut the fruit. So they set out, while lowering their voices, saying, there will surely not enter it today upon you any poor person. And they went early in determination, assuming themselves able, meaning they thought they can save the crop and they won't have to give it the share to the poor people and they can get it, eat it all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed their crops. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can destroy whatever we have if we don't become focused to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when they saw it, they said, indeed, we are lost. Inna lagalun. Rather, we have deprived. Wal nahnu mahrumun. The most moderate of them said, did I not say to you, why do you not exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Meaning now, when everything was lost from them, that's when they realized that, we're supposed to be thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings. But during the time they forgot about all that, they said, exalted is our Lord. قَالُوا سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. Exalted is our Lord, indeed we were wrongdoers. But you know what people realize when they get into trouble. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you and I to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before getting into trouble by being grateful, by coming back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they said, oh, woe to us, indeed, we were transgressors. Perhaps our Lord will substitute for us one better than it. Indeed, we are toward our Lord disastrous. And such is the punishment of this world, and the punishment of the hereafter is greater, if they only knew. Indeed, for the righteous, with our Lord and Lords are the gardens of the pleasure. So what do we learn in the previous ayahs? We learn here that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us in this dunya, it is much better for the test to come in this dunya so we can come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or imagine if the person who is never tested and who is always in good health and who is always playing with a lot of money around him, you know what happens? We see right now, as we currently speak, figures around us maybe that they are very arrogant and happy what they have. So it is a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you and I in this dunya. Every time the affliction comes, it is something, a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are we learning here? The importance of the pen. And reward is never ending. And the manners of the da'i, that we must instill ourselves, khuluqun azim. And because it matters a lot, because if without it, you cannot go too far. And no taunting and all other traits that we learn, we're supposed to get rid of from ourselves. Ubadah ibn Samit reported, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, the first to be created by Allah was a pen. Allah told it to write, so it wrote all that would exist until forever. This is in Tirmidhi 3319, ayah number 34 to 52. We learn the believers can be treated like criminals. Ayah number 34. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. Indeed, for the righteous with their Lord are the gardens of the pleasure. Then will we treat the Muslims like the criminals? What is the matter with you? How do you judge? Or do you have a scripture in which you learn? That indeed for you is whatever you choose. Or do you have oath binding upon us, extending until the day of resurrection, that indeed for you is whatever you judge? Ask them, which of them for that claim is responsible? Or do you have any partners? Then let them bring their partners if they should be truthful. The day the shin will be uncovered. And they are invited to prostration, but they, that is the disbelievers, will not be able to do that. Highlight this ayah number 42. People who do not prostrate, do not do sujood in this dunya, they will not be able to do it. Their back will be like a stiff wood, and they won't be able to do it. Today, some people who may have back problem, they don't do sujood, or maybe the knee problem. Try your best to do sujood, because this is the best thing you can do in this dunya. Even if you have some pain doing the sujood, try to do it anyway. Try to make yourself comfortable. Put some chair around it, put some cushions around it, extend your legs in a faraway position. At least try every possible way to do sujood, because people say, oh, my knees hurt, let me just do sujood. And sujood and sitting on the chair. Sujood, when you don't touch your head on the floor, it's not the same. So even if you are in pain, try your best to do it, inshallah. So leave me, Prophet, with the matter of whoever denies this statement, that is the Quran, we will progressively lead them to punishment from where they do not know. And I will give them time. Indeed, my plan is firm. Allah's plan is firm. There is no change. We need to start waking up now. Or do you ask of them a payment so they are by debt burdened down? Or have they knowledge of unseen so they write it down? Then be patient for the decision of your Lord, O Prophet, and be not like the companions of the fish, that is Yunus alayhi salam, when he called out while he was distressed. Being a nation builder, being a da'i of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't give up. Always be in the position to continue the work, because when people give up, that's where the downfall happens. Yunus alayhi salam was a prophet, even though then he was tired one day and he said, I'm not going to stay with my people. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, you cannot do that. For you and I, there's a big lesson. When we want to become a nation builder, we want to become a da'i of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to be very determined and do not give up. If not that favor, that is mercy from his Lord, overtook him, he would have been thrown onto the naked shore while he was censured. And his Lord chose him and made him of the righteous. O Allah, choose us and make us among the righteous. Indeed, those who disbelieve would almost make you slip with their eyes, that is looks, when they hear the message, and they say, indeed, he is mad. But it is not except a reminder to the world. What do we learn here? People turn away from deen without even realizing it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put such hurdles in their way because they are the one whose intention was not there to begin with. People, when they say, you know what, I'll think about it, you know that this is not going to happen. People who say, who are given the information and they say, let me just ask my husband, you know that they're not going to do that. Because you know why? Because it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who stops them. So if you and I haven't signed up, we should be very careful, because you think that you're making a wise decision. It is not worth it for you at this time. Well, guess what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am not going to make it able for you. I'm the one who's going to stop you from coming, because I see the resistance in you. I see the something that is stopping you and hesitance in you. O Allah, take away all the hesitance and resistance from my life. Another thing we learn in the ayah number 51 is that evil eye is for real. So if you want to become a da'i of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are wanting to sign up for this class or a Quran class, you learn the Quran in your life, be very, very careful, because people will be jealous of you. And it is possible that you get an evil eye because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was warning that they look at you as if that they want to kill you and they want to hurt you. So make dua, do morning and evening askar. Don't get scared of it. Just prepare for it, right? And always try to say, whenever somebody, you see something good in somebody else, say inshallah, mashallah, barakallah, and other askar. And ability to do sujood is a blessing. And blessings should be used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not against. If you and I are blessed with the learning ability, use it towards what? People use it for this dunya learning only. Alhamdulillah. But what about the learning of Allah's book? Isn't that a blessing to you that you're able to learn something? Isn't that a blessing that your mind is sound and you're able to understand the ayahs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Isn't that a blessing that you have a computer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon you? Isn't that a blessing that you have a pen that you know how to write? And there's a hadith in the next slide. Ibn Abbas reported Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the influence of an evil eye is a fact. If anything would precede the destiny, it would be the influence of an evil eye. And when you are asked to take that as a cure from the influence of an evil eye, you should take that. Muslim 2188. Narrated Abu Sa'id heard that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, Allah will bring forth the severest hour, and then all the believers, men and women, will prostrate themselves before him, but there will be remain those who used to prostrate in the world for showing off and for the gaining good reputation. Such people will try to prostrate on the day of judgment, but their back will still be as stiff as if it is one bone, a single vertebrae. Can you imagine? This is in Bukhari 4919. Surah Al-Haqqah, beautiful surah. In this surah, we learn from ayah number 1 to 37, two different endings. And then Al-Haqqah is the name of a day of judgment. Al-Haqqah, Mal-Haqqah, wa ma adraka Mal-Haqqah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The inevitable reality. Is it really? Do we believe that it's inevitable? Do you think it's going to come? The problem people have is that they think that having the knowledge of Day of Judgment is enough. And worrying about the Day of Judgment is not. So what we understand from this is that having the knowledge of Day of Judgment is one thing, but worrying and planning and living and moving forward in that direction is something else. May Allah truly make it possible for us to really prepare for this big day. What is the inevitable reality? And what we can make, you know, what is the inevitable reality? Thamud and Ad denied the striking calamity that is the resurrection. So as for Thamud, they were destroyed by the overpowering blast. What is this overpowering blast, you know, on the Day of Judgment? So, you know, these celestial bodies that are moving in a very high speed, they're spinning and moving at the same time. And on the Day of Judgment, everything will come to a sudden halt. Sudden stuff. You know, if you drive a car, you brake all of a sudden, you hear these noises, right? Because the tire is rubbing against the road very hard, and you hear these noises. Imagine that's only one car. Imagine all this whole universal body that we see or we don't see, all the planets and all the sun and moon. They will come to an extreme halt, sudden halt. It will create a huge blast. And on the Day of Judgment, this blast will be so piercing huge, piercing loud. And as for Ad, they were destroyed by the screaming violent wind, which he, that is Allah, imposed upon them for 7 nights and 8 days in succession. So you would see the people therein fallen as if they were hollow trunks of palm trees. Then do you see of them any remains? And there came Pharaoh and those before him and overturned cities within with sin, and they disobeyed the messenger of their Lord. So he seized them with a seizure exceeding in severity. Indeed, when the water overflows, we carried you, that is your ancestors, in a sailing ship, that we might make it for you a reminder, and that a conscious ear would be conscious of it. Meaning, a conscious ear is the only one who listens. Or other than that, people just listen as if they're hearing nothing, and they just move on. Then, when the horn is blown with one blast, this one blast is going to be so huge. And the earth and the mountains are lifted and leveled with one blow, that is true. Then on that day, the occurrence, that is the resurrection, will occur. I want you to try to imagine. Today we see this world is going to stay the same, and the thought doesn't come across our mind that everything will come to a stream halt. Everything will be stopped right then and there. And what's going to happen? So, while thinking of this, let's already think about what we will be doing at that time. Then, on the day of resurrection, and on the day the occurrence that is resurrection will occur, and the heavens will split open for the day it's infirm. Imagine the heaven right now, if we see the sky split open, and the angels are at its edges, and there will be bare the throne, your Lord, above them the day of eight of them. The heaven will straight open, so where the angels are going to go. Allah SWT is saying they will be on the edges, and only eight angels who will be holding on to the throne of Allah SWT. And the description of those angels is really amazing, because they are so huge, and the throne of Allah SWT is so huge. That day, you will be exhibited for judgment. Not hidden among you is anything concealed. So as for he who is given his record in his right hand, he will say, here, read my record. You know, he will be so happy and excited to show his record to other people. As for the person, other one, who is going to have in the left one, he's going to hide it. You know, in this dunya, when a child does very good, he gets all A's, he comes home happy, and he shares his report card to his parents. Look, mom, what I got. All A's. And mom says, yeah, mashallah. When if the same child is failing in 2-3 subjects, does he comes home, he shows a report card to the parents? No. He put it on away and he just waits and makes wishes that my parents would never find out. On the day, the same thing. We can decide whether we want to be happy with our record and whether we're going to receive this record in the right hand or not. Indeed, I was certain that I would be meeting my account. You know why he's going to be happy? Because he was sure that he's going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was sure that I'm going to be held accountable in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do accountability. Ha Allahumma hasibni hisaban yaseera. And so he will be in a pleasant life. Can we imagine that? In an elevated garden, and its fruit to be picked hanging near, they will be told, eat and drink in satisfaction for what you put forth in the days past. But as for he who is given his record in his left hand, he will say, oh, I wish I had not been given my record. فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِهِ. What do we learn here? May Allah save us from these regrets on that day. Let's worry about our writing right now and make our day to Allah make it possible for us to live the life of Allah pleasing, not the self pleasing. And had not known what is my account, I wish Ya Laytaha Kanatil Padiya. That is my death had been the decisive one, meaning I would die forever. My wealth has not availed me anything. Today people spend all their life earning money, and they think that's the only thing they're supposed to be doing. And this person who's regretting, he says, my wealth has not availed me. You know how the wealth can avail you? When you give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the same wealth can avail you. Other than that, the wealth becomes punishment. Gone from me is my authority. Today people can have all kinds of ranks and authority and powerful positions and high-ranking seats and elite-class government seats and everything else. Allah SWT is saying, he will say, gone from me is my authority. Allah will say, seize him and shackle him. Then into hellfire drive him. Then into a chain whose length is 70 cubits, insert him. Can you imagine? Indeed, he did not used to believe in Allah, the Most Great, nor did he encourage the feeding of the poor. So there is not for him here this day any devoted friend. Ha huna hamim, meaning friends are so important, and friends are the one who makes you or breaks you. Try to surround yourself with friends, because over there will not be anybody who can help you, nor any food except from the discharge of the wounds. None will eat it except the sinners. So I swear by what you see and what you do not see. وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. That indeed, it, meaning this Quran, is a word of a noble messenger. So what do we learn in this paragraph? Imagine the event of the big day. Try to really walk through yourself, and it will be ear-piercing blast. And O Allah, give our book of deeds in our right hands. Or إِنِّي ظَلَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِهِ, meaning angels who are holding the throne, we will learn about that. And you know what? We need to worry about our book of deeds. Jabir bin Jabir, the Abdullah, reported that Prophet ﷺ said, I have been permitted to tell about one of the Allah's angel who bears the throne that the distance between the lobe of his ear and his shoulder is a journey of 700 years. This is in Abu Dawud 4727. Imagine, try to touch your earlobe right now and try to touch your shoulder. How many inches is it? 5-6 inches, right? Allah SWT is saying the angel that is holding the throne, this distance that we have only 5-6 inches right now, will be the distance between the journey of 700 years. Journey of 700 years. Imagine if this small distance is this much, imagine the size of the angel. We cannot even imagine. There's a hadith in the next slide. Narrated Aisha radiallahu anha, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do good deeds properly. Notice here, do good deeds not just to get it over with, but properly, sincerely, and moderately, and receive good news, because one's good deeds will not make him enter paradise. They ask, even you, Oh, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, even I, unless and until Allah bestows his pardon and mercy on me. Bukhari 6467. What do we learn from this hadith? That yes, we have to do good deeds, do the best of our ability, but it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will enter us into Jannah. 38 to 52, this Quran reads me. Such beautiful ayahs here. فَلَا أَقْسِمُ بِمَا تَبْصِرُونَ. So I swear by what you see and what you do not see. That is indeed it, meaning this Quran is a word of a noble messenger, and it is not the word of the poet, little do you believe, nor the word of the soothsayer, little do you remember. All these names were called to who? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because he was a da'i of Allah. So if you and I want to become a nation builder, if you and I want to become a da'i of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people will call your names, people will call you extremists, people will call you, you're being too much, people will call you, come on, take it easy, people will disassociate with you, people will leave you as your friends, people will make things hard for you, people will point finger at you, this will happen, that's the way it is. You better accept it, or else you cannot go too far. People who come here, do the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any fame or name, they will give up in a halfway town. People who do this work for some quality time, they will give up in the halfway town. People who come here for any other intention, for to promote the, not the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but for themselves, and people who are accepting or expecting the result from the people, they will give up. The people who are sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, they are the one who can take all kinds of abuses, all kinds of criticism, all kinds of name calling, and they still stand up straight. May Allah make us among those. It is the revelation from the Lord of the worlds, and if he, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had made up about us some false saying, we would have seized him by the right hand. Notice here, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about this? Meaning Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the harshest way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never addressed anywhere like this. That if even he does something that is not right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will catch him too. We would seize him by the right hand, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only has right hands. He doesn't have the left hand. Then we would have cut from him the iyada, and there is no one of you who could prevent us from him. And indeed, this is the Quran. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَذْكِرَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This Quran is the best tazkira, best zikr for who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do we learn here? And there is no one of you who could prevent us from him. And indeed, it, meaning this Quran, is a reminder for the righteous. And indeed, we know that among you are deniers, and indeed it will be a cause of regret upon the disbelievers. People, when they're called to Quran, they say, I have something to take care of, I have errands to run, and they feel so heavy, they walk out of there. You know, sometimes it happens when people are gathered together and people are saying, I'm talking normally and people are enjoying it. And the minute you say, you know what, before we leave, let's do some name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of a sudden a few people get up and they say, oh, I forgot, I have some place to go, and they just leave the place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, people can deny the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya, but sooner or later they will find out. And indeed, it will be a cause of regret upon the disbelievers. And indeed, it is a truth of certainty. So exalt the name of your Lord. فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. The most great. Can we exalt the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now? Can we say, O Allah, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim. Surah Al-Ma'arij. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sa'ala sa'ilun bi'adhabin waqi'. A supplicant asks for a punishment bound to happen. In ayah number 1 to 35, we learn knowledge of akhirah is not enough. Preparing for akhirah is. So let's learn what Allah has in this surah for us. A supplicant asks for a punishment bound to happen to the disbelievers, or if there is no preventer. It is from Allah, owner of the way of ascent. The angels and the spirit, that is Jibreel alayhi salam, will ascend to him during a day, the extent of which is 50,000 years. Can you imagine? And we say the day is long in here, hot summer days. So be patient with gracious patience. Fasbir sabran jamila. Indeed, they see it as distant, meaning people think Qiyamah, oh, it's far away. The signs are not even there. Besides, Isa alayhi salam didn't come down yet, and the Dajjal is not here yet, and the sun is not risen from the west yet, so we have plenty of time to live. But we see it as near. On the day, the sky will be like murky oil, and the mountains will be like wool. Can you imagine this big, huge, heavy mountain, like fluffy, like wool? And no friend will ask anything of a friend. They will be shown each other. The criminal will wish that he could be ransomed from the punishment of that day by his children and his wife and his brothers. Notice here, وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِيهِ. What do we learn here? We learn here, in this dunya, we can spend all the time in the name of family serving, quote-unquote, and we have no time for the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the Day of Judgment, the same family, the same wife, and the same brother, and the same son, people will be running away and willing to give them a ransom to be protected and saved from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do we learn here? A goal setting. All these things in life, they are excuses only. If we truly want to give time to last book, we sure can. So let's have the intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me from the regrets that we're learning. And whoever is on the earth entirely, so that it could save him. Meaning, he will be giving up everything that he have. Today, why is it so hard for people to give up anything? People think, no, this I love. No, that I will use it next year. That I may use it in the next 5 years. This thing, I love it so much, I cannot let go of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no matter how much you love things in this dunya, you will be willing to give everything from your hands. Just why? So you can be slave from the fire. No, indeed, it is the flame of hell, a remover of exteriors. It invites he who turns its back on truth and went away from obedience. And collected wealth and hoarded. وَجَمَعَ فَأَوْعَى. Isn't that what we see today? People are in the rut of 99. They are doing one thing and one investment, and then they think of the next one, and they think of the next project, and they think of the next thing. And they forget that what good is it? You know, how much money can you spend on your body anyway? How much food can you eat? How much clothes can you wear? How many houses can you buy? How many cars can you drive? At the end of the day, nothing matters. If your health is not good, what good is the food that is sitting on the table you cannot eat because of the indigestion? And what good is the velvet outfit that is sitting in your closet which doesn't fit you anymore? Right? And collected wealth and hoarded. Indeed, mankind was created anxious. When evil touches him, impatient. And when good touches him, withholding of it. Except the observers of the prayer. Illal musallin. O Allah, make us the observer of the salah. Those who are constant in their prayer. Notice here, salatihim da'imun. It's not like they pray one salah and the other one doesn't. They pray today and tomorrow they skip. They are constant, meaning they don't miss any salah. And those within whose wealth is a known right, meaning they give zakah for the petitioner and the deprived, and they share their wealth to other people. And those who believe in the day of recompense, all these qualities we need to develop in ourselves, so we are saved by from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who are fearful of the punishment of their Lord, indeed, the punishment of their Lord is not that from which one is safe. And those who guard their private parts, except from their wives and those their right hand possesses, for indeed they are not to be blamed. But whoever seeks beyond that, then they are the transgressors. And those who are to their trust and promises attentive, meaning they take care of their amana and they keep their promises and they take them seriously. And those who are in their testimonies upright, and those who carefully maintain their prayers. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us all these traits so we can be the nation builder. They will be in the gardens honored. So what is the matter with those who disbelieve, hastening from before you, O Prophet, to sit on your right and your left in separate groups? meaning instead of coming to you, they make their own company. Today is also the same thing. When people are called to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they find it hard. And they say, you know what, I have a party to go to. I have a luncheon to attend. I have this event to attend. Does every person among them aspire to enter a garden of pleasure? No, indeed. We have created them from that which they know. So I swear by the Lord of your of all risings and settings that indeed we are able to replace them with better than them, and we are not to be outdone. So leave them to converse. Leave them to converse vainly and amuse themselves until they meet their day, which they are promised. The day they will emerge from, the graves rapidly. Notice here, they will emerge from the graves rapidly. They have no choice. And if they were towards an erected idol hastening, their eyes humbled, humiliation will cover them. That is the day which they had been promised. So what do we learn in this paragraph? Be patient and for the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the things of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not be patient for the day of judgment. Meaning, people say, oh, you know what? We'll worry about it when the day of judgment comes. No, you have to be patient for Allah's command, but you cannot be taking it easy when it comes to Akhirah's preparation. So more iman means more yaqeen in Akhirah, more preparation in Akhirah. So we can check ourselves, how much preparation am I doing? No ransom will work on that day. Now I want you to, when we were learning those ayahs, to write down the names of your loved ones and try to see, are you willing to give them up or to ransom yourself? I mean, it's not an easy exercise, but this is what it takes for information of Akhirah to be turned into yaqeen of Akhirah. And Allah is above all, and we should protect our salah and give zakah, or else it will become the means of punishment. And don't be anxious, don't take the anxiety take over you. Narrated by Asma bint Abi Bakr, that she said, gone to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, do not shut your money bags. Notice here, he's saying, do not shut your money bags, otherwise Allah too will withhold his blessings from you. In other words, spend in Allah's cause as much as you can afford. Bukhari 1434. Narrated Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, what is evil in a man are alarming niggardliness and unrestrained cowardice. Abu Dawud 2511. Next is ayah number 36 to 44. It is time to come out. Come out of where? Let's see. Now we have already done all the 32. Okay. We have already done this 33 to 34. Let's go to the next surah. Surah Nuh, ayah number 1 to 20. The reaction and response. What is it? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Indeed, we sent Nuh to his people saying, warn your people before there comes to them a painful punishment. He said, O my people, indeed, I am to you a clear warner. Nuh alayhi salam was preaching for many, many years, and this is also one of the things we learn. When we all call our family, and we've been calling for many, many years, and we feel like giving up, remember Nuh alayhi salam, he preached for 950 years, so don't ever give up. He said, O my people, indeed, I am to you a clear warner to worship Allah, fear Him, and obey Him. He, that is Allah, will forgive you of your sins and delay you for a specified terms. Indeed, the time set by Allah when it comes will not be delayed, if you only knew. He said, my Lord, indeed, I invited my people to truth night and day. Notice here, he did not set a specific time. He was working for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7. But my invitation increased them, not except in flight. That is aversion. And indeed, every time I invited them that you may forgive them, but they put their fingers in their ears, covered themselves with their garments, persisted, and were arrogant with great arrogance. This kind of attitude, if you want to become a da'i of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, expect it, because people will do that. Then I invited them publicly, meaning do it in a public way, and then I announced to them, also confided to them secretly, So all kinds of ways should be tried, not just one way. And said, ask forgiveness of your Lord. Indeed, He is ever a perpetual forgiver. He will send rain from sky upon you in continuing showers and give you increase in wealth and children and provide for you gardens and provide for you rivers. What is the matter with you that you do not attribute to Allah due grandeur? While He has created you in stages, do you not consider how Allah has created seven heavens in layers and made the moon therein reflected light and made the sun a burning lamp? And Allah has caused you to grow from the earth a progressive growth, that then He will return you into it and extract you another extraction, meaning we will be created brand new again. And Allah has made for you the earthen expanse, and that you may follow therein roads of passage. Noon said, My Lord, indeed, they will... So what did we learn in this paragraph? Try inviting in different ways and different times, different manners, because sometimes one thing works and sometimes other things work. Never give up. Istighfar opens up the door of rizq. And Salatul Istisqa supposed to be done when somebody is in need of rain. And this is very common. And today also when there's a drought, people do Salatul Istisqa. So ayah number 21 to 28, we are learning disobedience. And they comprise an immense conspiracy. And said, never leave your gods and never leave Wad and Soa or Yahud and Ya'ub and Nasr. These are the gods that they had made up. And already they have misled many. And my Lord, do not increase the wrongdoers except in error. Because of their sins, they were drowned and put into the fire, and they found not for themselves besides Allah any helpers. And Noon said, My Lord, do not leave upon the earth from among the disbelievers an inhabitant. Indeed, if you leave them, they will mislead your servants and not beget except every wicked one and confirm disbelievers. Did he make this dua in the beginning? No, he made dua after a long time of preaching. And then this is a beautiful dua that we can ask. Let's say this dua together. رب اغفر لي ولوالدي ولمن دخل بيتي المؤمنين والمؤمنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات ولا تزد الظالمين الا تبارا. My Lord, forgive me and my parents and whoever enters my house, a believer and a believing man and believing woman, and do not increase the wrongdoers except in destruction. Let's listen to the recitation of the next surah, Surah Al-Jin, and think about how you want to give the da'wah and are you ready to face the challenges. Let's listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ وَلَنْ نُشْرِكَ بِرَبِّنَا أَحَدًا وأنه تعالى جد ربنا ما اتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Surah Jin is about jinn. Well, because Prophet ﷺ came as a mankind, he was a rahmatul lil alameen, and he was a prophet for the jinns too. In this surah, we learned that in a group of jinn, when they learn Quran, they become da'i. Do you feel that the whole Juz 29 is preparing you to do some task that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do? It took 29 juz for us to be prepared. Now we should be ready to take in actions, right? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أوحي إلي أنه استمع نفر من الجن فقالوا إنا سمعنا قرآنا أجبا. Say, O Prophet, it has been revealed to me that a group of jinn listened and said, indeed, we have heard an amazing Quran. Notice here. they heard the Quran. So what do we learn? Listening to Quran is very important. Reading does not give you same effect. Reading is beneficial, you get reward for it, but the hearts are only touched when you listen to the Quran. يَهَدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ وَلَنُشْرِكَ بِرَبِّنَا أَحَدًا. It guides to the right course, and we have believed in it, and we will never associate with our Lord anyone. Oh Allah, make us this way too. We learn something, and we're quick to believe, and we're quick to obey on it. And it teaches that exalted in the nobleness of your Lord, He has not taken a wife or a son. Notice here, they got the message of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. May Allah truly help all other people to get this message through us, oneness of Allah. Think of all your non-Muslim friends and think of them as you are the one who's going to give them this message. And that our foolish one, that is Iblis, has been saying about Allah and excessive transgression. And we had thought that mankind and the jinn would never speak about Allah alive. So they thought that all people are always good and they would never tell a lie. And there were men from mankind who sought refuge in men from the jinn. So they only increased them in burden, meaning sin. And they had thought, as you thought, that Allah would never send anyone as a messenger. And we have sought to reach the heavens from, but found it filled with powerful guards and burning lamps. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a huge, big security wall between the heavens and the earth, so the revelation would not be something that they can interrupt. And this security wall is in place when the Quran was being revealed, and the jinns are not supposed to go and catch the information. And we used to sit therein in positions of our hearing, but whoever listens nor will find a burning flame lying in wait for him, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala security system would come in action and they would kill by these shooting stars, the meteors. The meteor showers happen because they're killing the shayateen who try to go up there and to try to get the sneak peek and some bits and pieces of information, which is angels are being carried and transferred from here to there. And we do not know, therefore, whether evil is intended for those on earth or whether their Lord intends for them a right course. And among us are the righteous, and among us are others not so. We were of divided ways, meaning they are good jinn and bad jinn, they are believing jinn and non-Muslim jinn. And we have become certain that we will never cause failure to Allah upon earth, nor can we escape Him by flight. And when we heard the guidance, notice here, what did it say again? وَأَنَّا لَمَّا سَمِعِنَا الْهُدَىٰ. They heard the guidance, they did not read it. And that is Quran, we believed in it, and whoever believed in his Lord will not fear deprivation or burden. And among us are Muslims in submission to Allah, and among us are the angels. And whoever has become Muslim, those who have sought out the right course. But as for the angels, they will be for hell firewood. And Allah revealed that if they had remained straight on the way, we would have given them abundant rain. Meaning, whoever follows the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them prosperity and risk. So we might test them therein, and whoever turns away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of his Lord, he will put into an arduous punishment. And he revealed that the masjids are for Allah. Oh Allah, really truly make our masajid for Allah, and we do not promote any other agenda, any other school, any other maslak in those masajid, only the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not invoke with Allah anyone. And that when a servant, that is Prophet of Allah, stood up supplicating him, they almost became about him a compacted mass. So what do we learn in this paragraph? First, listen. And Quran, they said ajaba. Ajaba doesn't mean that in what we can consider ajaba. Ajaba means beautiful, because first step is listening and you find the Quran beautiful, and then hidayah comes in. All these three steps has to be there. Jinn don't know unseen news. They didn't know, they have no idea. They tried to get it, but Allah has this huge security system in place. Allah limits risk because of sins. When people do transgression, Allah limits the risk for them. And Quran is beautiful. And Quran is exactly how you take it. The way you want something from Quran, that's how it becomes for you. And meteor shower happens for a protection system. Abdullah ibn Abbas reported, a person from the Ansar who was amongst the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported to me, as we were sitting during the night with Allah's Messenger, a meteor shot gave dazzling light. Allah's Messenger said, what did you say in the pre-Islamic days when there was such a shot of meteor? They said, Allah and His Messenger knows best the actual position. But we, however, used to say that that very night a great man had been born and a great man had died. Whereupon Allah's Messenger said, these meteors are shot neither at the death or anyone, nor on the birth of anyone. Muslim 2229, meaning they don't mean that. They are there for the security system. Ayah number 20-28, jinn don't know unseen. قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْعُذْرُ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا. Say, O Prophet, I only invoke my Lord and do not associate with him anyone. Say, indeed, I do not possess for you the power of harm or right direction. Say, indeed, there will never protect me from Allah anyone if I should disobey, nor will I find in another than him a refuge. If we only can really believe in this ayah number 22, we will not be doing so many transgressions. But Allah, I have for you only notification from Allah and His messages. And whoever disobey Allah and His Messenger, then indeed for him is the fire of hell. They will abide therein forever. The disbelievers continue until when they see that which they are promised, then they will know who is weaker in helpers and less in number. Say, I do not know if what you are promised is near, or if my Lord will grant for it a long period. He is knower of unseen, and He does not disclose His knowledge of the unseen to anyone. Meaning, jinn have no knowledge of unseen, except whom He has approved of messengers. And indeed, He sends before Him, that is, each messenger, and behind Him, observers. Then He, meaning Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may know that they have conveyed the message of their Lord, and He has encompassed whatever is with them, and has enumerated all things in number. So what did we learn in this paragraph? Everything is counted, everything is taken care of, everything is done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. And love Allah much. Because this is where salvation will come. And share the message of Quran to other people. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will be with those whom you love. This is why we should be loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is in Bukhari 6167. Narrated Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have been ordered to prostrate on 7 bones. That is, on the forehead along with the tip of the nose. This is basically a sujood position in your salah. When you do sujood, you should make sure that all 7 bones, 7 body parts are touching the floor. What is it? The forehead along with the tip of the nose. One thing, 2 things, and the Prophet pointed towards his nose, then both hands and both knees and the toes of the both feet, and not to gather the clothes or the hair. Bukhari 812. Next is Surah Muzzammil. Amazing, amazing surah. In this surah, we are learning more qualities of the people who call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, when you want to become a nation builder, this is what we need to learn. These are the qualities we need to develop in ourselves. Ayah number 1-19, we learn Quran with tartil leaves marks on the heart. When Quran is recited without understanding, it doesn't do anything to the heart. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل. Oh, you who wrap himself in clothing, arise to pray. قم الليل إلا قليلا. Arise to pray the night except for a little. Meaning, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is told, if you want to carry the mission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what you need to do. This is where you get all the energy. This is what gives you strength to face the world. And this is where you are going to gain the love and attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you can pass it on to the people. People who want to become a da'i of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they don't do tahajjud, they cannot go too far. Because unless there's a direct connection of the da'i of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this tahajjud prayer and getting up at night, they cannot go too far. They will give up halfway down and they will feel bad when people say names and calls and makes things hard for them and people will accuse them and abuse them. They will not be able to take the abuse. So what do we learn for ourselves? The Tahajjud prayer is the first step you and I can take if you want to be a nation builder. So, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَبِنْ قُسْمِنْهُ قَلِيلًا. So how much should we pray? The Prophet ﷺ was told, half of it, or subtract from it a little, or add to it and recite the Qur'an with measured recitation, meaning Al-Qur'ana tafila, meaning whatever is comfortable for you, half of it or less of it or more of it. It depends how much we can do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to burden us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want us to give up on this either. And recite the Qur'an with tarteel. Tarteel means when you recite the Qur'an with understanding, meaning you know what you're reciting, you know what it means. And you know how you're going to do that? When you become a student of knowledge, right? And indeed, we will cast upon you a heavy word, meaning this job of being a da'i of Allah is not an easy job. It is a heavy burden. But guess what? Somebody has to do it, and it is you and I. Because remember, the flyer and information of this class went to so many people. How many of you show up? That those who show up are the ones who are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, the hours of the night are more effective for concurrence of heart and tongue. Notice here, hours of the night, that's where the strength comes in. That's where the ability to speak up comes in. When you talk to Allah at night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts so much weight on your talk. So when during the daytime, when you talk to others and give the message, it touches their heart. Meaning, from your heart to their heart, or else people can have information like we see today. People are bombarded. People may have more information than you and I, but their voice doesn't have any weight to it, and it doesn't really touch the heart of the people. Do you know why? Because they're not getting it the right way, and they're not doing it the right way. And heart and tongue, and more suitable for words, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَقْوَمَ قِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the right word in your mouth, and you are able to say the right way, the right thing, the right word, the right message, the right time. Everything becomes right. Why? Because you learned it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get the strength directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا طَغِيلًا. Indeed, for you, by day is prolonged occupation, meaning you don't have time to do long sujood during the daytime prayer or 5 daily prayers because you're working, you have errands to do, things to take care of, people to meet, dawah to give, Quran to teach, and other things, taking care of the family, food to cook, clean the house, and all those other chores. So where do you get the time to talk to Allah? Only at night. Indeed, for you, by day is prolonged occupation, and remember the name of your Lord, and devote yourself to Him with complete devotion. O Allah, make us completely devoted to You. He is the Lord of the East and the West. There is no deity except Him, so take Him as disposers of your affairs. And be patient over what they say, and avoid them with gracious avoidance. Meaning, learn to how to take the abuse of the people and the things they say. And leave me with the matter of the deniers, those of ease in life, and allow them respite a little. Indeed, with us for them are shackles and burning fire, and food that chokes the painful punishment. Can you imagine? Food that they cannot even swallow it. And on the day, earth and the mountains will convulse, and the mountains will become a heap of the sand pouring down. Indeed, we have sent to you a messenger as a witness upon you, just as we sent to Pharaoh a messenger. But Pharaoh disobeyed the messenger, so we seized him with a ruinous seizure. Then how can you fear if you disbelieve a day that will make the children white-haired? Because of the fear of it, the horror of it, right? The heavens will break apart, therefore, ever is His promise fulfilled. Indeed, this is a reminder, so whoever may take to his Lord away. What do we learn in this paragraph? Tahajjud gives steadfastness of a heart and correct speech comes out. A conversation at night with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables you and I to have meaningful conversation during the daytime. And tie your hearts now. And this Quran is a nasiha, the guidance, the information that we're supposed to take it on our heart. And tarfeel means to recite with understanding. And while reciting the ayahs, when the ayahs of Jannah comes, you say, Allahumma ja'alna minhum. When ayah of Jahannam comes, you say, Allahumma la ta'ja'alna minhum. And you understand each and every word. So it can be a slow process, but it is a process that affects the hearts of the people. Right. So alhamdulillah, let's make dua, let's make it possible for us. Ayah number 20, recite as much as it is with ease. Don't overburden yourself. And this is ayah number 20. Inna rabbaka ya'lamu annaka taqumu adna min sulasi. And indeed, your Lord knows, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you stand in prayer almost 2/3 of a night, or half of it, or 1/3 of it, and so do a group of those with you. And Allah determines the extent of the night and the day. He has known that you Muslims will not be able to do it, and has turned to you in forgiveness. So recite what is easy for you from this Quran. For Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had enormous power to do that. For normal people like you and I, we may not be able to do that much. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, even a little bit if you can do, like for example, if the Fajr time is 5 o'clock or 5 a.m. in the morning, get up 10 minutes early, make yourself used to, then 15 minutes, then 30 minutes. Whatever is comfortable, at least do something. Don't just give up thinking, either I'm going to do it 2 hours or I'm not going to do it at all. Because this is what also shaitan makes you think. Since you didn't get up 1 hour before, there is not enough time. Might as well continue sleeping and do Fajr only. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, so recite what is easy for you of the Quran. He has known that there will be among you those who are ill and others traveling throughout the land seeking something of the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and others fighting for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So recite what is easy from it and establish prayer and give zakah and loan Allah a goodly loan. You know why these three things come together? Because they are interconnected. If you give zakah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you more. If you spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you enable to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. And salah, of course, is a part of the mandatory part anyway. And whatever good you put forward for yourself, notice here, you will find it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing will be wasted. And seek, it is better and greater in reward. And seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wastaghfirullaha inna Allaha ghafurur rahim. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful. So, give zakah and do salah and recite with ease, prepare for akhirah, and ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounty. Surah Muddathir, ayah number 1 to 31. First learn and then pass it on. This surah is really beautiful for the da'i who wants to become a nation builder. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal Muddathir. O you who cover himself with a garment, arise and warn. Highlight this ayah, because this is a goal-setting ayah. And your Lord glorify, meaning keep your tongue moist in glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your clothing purify, meaning you should be purified in purifying state in inside and out. Your body should be clean, your clothes should not be smelling, you should always be in a good presentable condition, not like your abaya must be smelling or your sweat is really sweaty and you have this thing that is coming out, the body odor or something like that. Or inside of your heart should be clean too, free from resentments, free from envy, free from any other negative personality traits. Only then you can do this job. Do you know that? And uncleanliness avoid, and do not confer favor to acquire more. But for you, your Lord, be patient. And when the trumpet is blown, that day will be difficult day for the disbelievers, not easy. Leave me and the one who I created alone, and to whom I granted extensive wealth and children present with him, and spread everything before him, easing his life. Then he desires that I should add more. No, indeed, he has been toward our verses obstinate. I will cover him with odious torment. Indeed, he thought and deliberated. There's a story about this person behind this, but inshallah, you will learn. So, may he be destroyed for how he deliberated. Then, may he be destroyed for how he deliberated. Notice here, because he was contemplated against Islam, against Dawah, against Quran. Then, he considered again. Then, he thought again. Then, he frowned and scolded. Notice here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recorded everything what he was doing against. And then he turned back and was arrogant, meaning his arrogance stopped him from coming forward, and he came up with a strategy against Islam and said, that is not but magic imitated from others, meaning his heart didn't open up because he was contemplating on a negative connotation, negative way. That is, this is not but the word of human being. I will drive him in succor. What is succor? And what can make you know what is succor? It let nothing remain and leaves nothing unburned, meaning the hellfire. Altering that is blackening the skins. Over it are 19 angels. And we have not made the keepers of the fire except angels. And we have not made their number except as a trial for those who disbelieve. People would say, you know, the throne is held by only 8 angels and then hellfire is by 19. They would make fun. So Allah Santa says, we made this number as a trial who does disbelieve. Those who were given the scripture will be convinced, and those who have believed will increase in faith, and those who were given the scripture and the believers will not doubt, and that those in whose heart is disease, meaning hypocrisy, and the disbelievers will say, what about Allah intend by this as an example? Thus, does Allah send astray whom He wills and guide whom He wills? And none knows the soldiers of your Lord except Him. And it is, and that is mention of the fire is not but a reminder to humanity. Allah SWT brings this mention of the hellfire over and over again so people can remember. No, by the moon. This is Allah SWT swearing by the moon, and by the night when it departs, and by the morning when it brightens. So what have we learned so far? Wealth and sons are blessings, not to make you arrogant. Don't boast about them. A job is offered by Allah SWT, and that is to give the message of Allah SWT to others. And we need to accept it. Purify yourself inside and out. And angels also do tawaf. Angels are constantly doing tawaf in a Baytul Ma'mur. For that we learn in a hadith in Bukhari 3207. And this, then I was shown, meaning Prophet ﷺ, when he went to Isra al-Miraj, he was shown Al Baytul Ma'mur, that is the Allah's house. I asked Jibreel about it and he said, this is Al Baytul Ma'mur, where 70,000 angels perform prayers daily, and when they leave, they never return to it, but always a fresh batch comes into it daily. Can you imagine how many angels must be that they've been doing tawaf since the day of the inception of this place? So, ayah number 32 to 56, we learn, what brought you to Jahannam? This is the question, right? By the moon and the night when it departs, and by the morning when it brightens, indeed, the fire of the greatest affliction as a warning to humanity, to whoever will among you, to proceed or stay behind. Every soul for what it has earned will be retained, except the companions of the right, who will be in the gardens questioning each other about the criminals and asking them, what put you into succor? Notice here, they will be asked, what put you, ma salakakum fi succor? They will say, we were not of those who prayed. Notice here, they didn't say that they did all other things, but the salah, the importance of salah, that they skipped on salah. They didn't pray. Nor did we used to feed the poor, and we used to enter into vain discourse with those who engage in it, and we used to deny the day of recompense until there came to us the certainty, meaning the death. So there will not be benefit them intercession or any intercessors. Then what is the matter with them that they are from the reminder turning away? What is here? فَمَا لَهُمْ أَنِ تَذْكِرَةِ الْمَعْرِدِينَ. Why? Why do people turn away from this reminder? As if they were alarmed donkeys fleeing from a lion. This is what the donkey does, right? When the lion comes, and then if he flees, other than that, he doesn't know. Rather, every person among them desires that he would be given scripture spread out. No, but they do not fear the hereafter. Notice here. This is why we see the world the way we see it, because they do not fear the hereafter. No, indeed, it is the Quran. It is a reminder. Dalla innahu tazkira. Oh Allah, truly make this Quran a reminder for us. Then whoever will remember it, and they will not remember except that Allah wills, he is worthy of fear and adequate of granting forgiveness. We're going to listen to recitation of the Surah Qiyamah. But right now, what did we learn from this session? So many lessons. Some of them are, do not engage in useless conversation. Move away when people are talking some useless things, because this will weaken your iman. And when iman weakens, you cannot do the da'wah work, because now you are preoccupied. Your mind is really thinking about those things. And a question will be asked, what is it that brought you to this suffer? We need to give this answer. What is my lifestyle? Is it taking me towards Sakhar or is it taking me towards Jannah? Take along with you to prepare. Meaning people, we should take them along with us. We cannot go to Jannah alone. Work as a team. We take everybody together. Let's listen to the recitation of Surah Qiyamah, first few ayahs.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه بلى قادرين على أن نسوي
A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Surah Qiyamah is all about the day of Qiyamah. And in ayah number 1 to 30, we learn about Nafsil Lawwama, the nafs that actually tells you, and people ignore this. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. La uqsimu biyawm al-qiyamah. I swear by the day of resurrection, and I swear by the reproaching soul to the certainty of resurrection. Does man think that we will not assemble his throne? Yes, we are able even to proportion his fingertips, but man desires to continue in sin. He asks, when is the day of resurrection? So when vision is dazzled, and the moon darkens, and the sun and the moon are joined together. Can you believe it? The sun and moon will become one thing. Man will say on the day, where is the place of escape? No, there is no refuge. To your Lord, that day is the place of permanence. Man will be informed that day of what he sent ahead and kept back. Rather, man against himself will be a witness, even if he presents his excuses. Move not your tongue with it, O Prophet, to hasten with it. That is the recitation of Quran. Indeed, upon us its collection in your heart, and to make possible its recitation. O Allah, make it possible the recitation of Quran for us. Make it a beautiful tartil for us. So, when we have recited it through Jibreel, then follow its recitation, then upon us its clarification to you. No, but you, that is mankind, love the immediate, meaning ajila, this dunya, and leave, that is neglect the hereafter, meaning akhirah. Some faces that day will be radiant. Do you know why? Because they live by the Quran in this dunya. Looking at their Lord, and some faces that day will be contorted, expecting that will be done to them, something back-breaking. No, when it is the soul has reached the collarbones, and it is said, who will cure him? And he, that is the dying ones, uncertain that it is the time of separation, and the leg is wound about the leg. to your Lord, and the day will be the procession. And he, that is the disbelievers, had not believed, nor had he prayed, but instead he denied that and turned away. And then he went to his people, swearing in pride, woe to you, and woe, and then woe to you, and woe. Does man think that he will be left neglected? Had he not been a sperm from a semen emitted? Then he was clinking cloth, and Allah created his form and proportioned him and made of him two mates, and the male and the female. Is not the Creator able to give life to the dead? What do we learn in this surah? In this surah, Qiyamah is beautiful, and there's a beautiful recitation we just heard from Idris Abkar. Maybe you can Google it, or maybe you can they can send it to you in your email. It's a beautiful, heart-touching recitation of this surah. Try to listen to this recitation and try to contemplate in these ayahs. Some faces will be bright that day and beautiful, and listen to nafs who remind you when the soul will be leaving, what the situation will be. Narrated by Yazid bin Latani on the authority of Abu Huraira, Prophet sallallahu alaihi, the people said, O Apostle of Allah, shall we see our Lord on a day of resurrection? Prophet said, do you have any difficulty in seeing the moon on a full moon night? They said, no, O Allah's Apostle. He said, do you have any difficulty in seeing the sun when there is no cloud? They said, no. So you will see him, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like that. Clear vision. Let's make the that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it, make it possible for us to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is in Bukhari 7437. Next is 31 to 40, ayah number, no punishment. Now, we have already done that. So let's go to the Surah Al-Insan. Surah Insan have two names, Surah Ad-Dahr and Surah Insan. This surah talks about that beautiful description of Jannah, so beautiful that it's just too amazing. Ayah number 1 to 20, we learn, choice is yours. Where do we want? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hal ata 'alal insani hina min dahrin lam yakun shay'an mazkura. Has there not come upon a man a period of time when he was not a thing even mentioned? Meaning, remember the beginning. Who were you? You were nobody. Indeed, we created man from a sperm drop, mixture that we may try him. Notice here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to try us, and we made him hearing and seeing. All this hearing and seeing that we use and take it for granted, this is a gift from Allah. So Allah make them use it, make us use them right way. Indeed, we guided him to the way. Be he be grateful or be ungrateful. Indeed, we have prepared for the disbelievers chains and shackles and a blaze. Indeed, the righteous will drink from a cup of wine whose mixture is of kafur, a spring of which the righteous servants of Allah will drink. They will make it gush forth in force and abundance. They are those who fulfill their vows and fear a day whose evil will be widespread. And they give food in spite of love for it to the needy and the orphan and the captive, saying, we feed you only for the face of Allah. Highlight this ayah, because this is the driving force to become a da'i, or else a person cannot do this job. And what is it? Inna nut'imukum li wajhi Allah, la nuridu minkum jaza'an wa la shukura. Meaning, only to seek the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No reward, no praise, no other assistance, and no other protocol, nothing. Only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We wish not from you reward or gratitude. Indeed, we fear from our Lord a day austere and distressful. So Allah will protect them from the evil of the day and give them radiance and happiness. O Allah, give us this radiance and happiness. And will reward them for what they patiently endured with a garden in paradise and silk garments. They will be reclining therein on adorned couches. They will not see therein any burning sun or freezing cold, and never above them or its shades, and its fruits to be picked will be lowered in compliance, and there will be circulating among them vessels of silver and cups having been created clear as a glass. clear glasses made from silver of which they have determined the measure, and they will be given to drink a cup of wine whose mixture is of ginger. From a fountain within it, that is paradise, named Salsabil, there will be circulating among them young boys made eternal. When you see them, you would drink them as beautiful as scattered pearls. And when you look there in paradise, you will see a pleasure and great dominion. So what do we learn? Fear the big day. And sabr earns beautiful Jannah. Practice sabr in this dunya. Jannah is a climate-controlled, beautiful environment with beautiful serving and the server serving you for you. And the utensils will be so beautiful. I wish I had time to explain the utensils, but inshallah. Scattered pearls will be scattered like those boys who will be serving these, our waiters, you can say. Silver bracelets will be put on. All these beautiful stuff. Narrated Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, O Allah's apostle, which charity is the most superior in the reward? He replied, the charity which you practice while you are healthy, meaning give when you have a lot. That's the time people don't give. And Bukhari, this is in Bukhari 14:19, 21-31, Quran is tazkirah. Upon them, that is, the inhabitants will be green garments of silk and brocade, and they will be adorned with bracelets of silver, and their Lord will give them a purifying ring, and it will be said, indeed, this is for you, a reward of your efforts has been appreciated. Indeed, it is we who have sent down to you, O Prophet, the Quran, progressively. So be patient for the decisions of your Lord, and do not obey from among them a sinner or ungrateful disbeliever, and mention the name of your Lord in prayers morning and the evening, and during the night prostrate to him and exalt, that is, praise him a long part of the night. Indeed, these disbelievers love the immediate and leave behind them a grave day. We have created them and strengthened their forms, and when we will, we can change their likeness with complete alteration. Indeed, this is a reminder. Inna hadhihi tazkira. Oh Allah, make this Quran reminder for us. So he who will may take to his Lord away, and you do not will accept accept that Allah wills. You do not will accept that Allah wills. Indeed, Allah is ever knowing and wise. He admits whom he wills into his mercy, but the wrongdoers he has prepared for them a painful punishment. And what did we learn from this? Sabr is a key to success. Do tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be grateful to him. And do sujood at night. And align your choices with the choices of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow this beautiful Jannah to us, insha'Allah. Surah Al-Mursalat, ayah number 1 to 40. This is a drop scene. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal-Mursalati urfa. By those winds sent forth in gusts. And the wind that blows violently, and by the winds that spread clouds, and those angels who bring criterion, and those angels who deliver a message as justification or warning, indeed, what you are promised is to occur. So when the stars are obliterated, and when the heavens is open, and when the mountains are blown away, and when the messenger's time has come, for what day it postponed? For the day of judgment. And what can make you know what is the day of judgment? Woe, the day to the deniers. Did we not destroy the former people? Then we will follow them with the latter ones. Thus do we deal with the criminals. Woe that day to the deniers. Notice how many times this ayah comes. Wailun yawma izin lil mukazzibin. Did we not create you from the liquid disdain? And we placed it in a firm lodging, that is womb, for a known extent. And we determined it. And excellent are we to determine. And wailun yawma izin lil mukazzibin. Have we not made the earth container, or the living and the dead? And we place there in lofty, firmly set mountains, and have given you to drink sweet water. وَيْلُوِنْ يَوْمَ إِذِنْ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. They will be told, proceed to that which you used to deny. proceed to a shadow of smoke, having three columns, but having no cool shade, and availing not against the flame. Indeed, it throws sparks as huge as fortresses. Can you imagine? The sparks will be only, the flames, the spark that comes out of the flame will be so huge as the fortresses. Imagine the fire itself. As if they were yellowish black camels. Can you imagine? We cannot even imagine. And وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. This is the day they will not speak, nor will it be permitted for them to make an excuse. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. This is the day of judgment. We will have assembled you and the former people. So, if you have a plan, then plan against me. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Indeed, the righteous will be among shades and springs. وَفَاكِهَةٌ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. And fruits from whatever they desire. Being told, eat and drink in satisfaction for what you used to do. Indeed, we thus reward the doers of the good. Woe to that day, to the deniers. O disbelievers, eat and enjoy yourself a little. Indeed, you are criminals. Woe that day to the deniers. And when it is said to them, bow in prayer, they do not bow. Wow. Woe to that day to the deniers. Then, in what statement after it, that is the Quran, will they believe? This last ayah, ayah number 50, highlighted because Allah SWT is saying here, فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. After learning such a beautiful juz, or after learning all the verses of Quran, if people still don't believe, then what's the problem? What else they want in their life for this, so that they can believe? If this Quran doesn't affect the heart, do you think anything else can? If this Quran doesn't do anything to you, do you think anything else can? So what do we learn here? Think of all the blessings that Allah SWT is giving. Flames are flying everywhere for the hellfire, and how huge those flames are. And no one will be able to talk the day of decisions. And Allah SWT is swearing. And we learn in Muslim 2577, O my servant, it is but your deeds that I record for you and then recompense you for. So let him who finds good praise Allah. And let him who finds other than that blame no one but himself. So what do we learn in all this surah? We learn in that things, Allah SWT has created everything, and we just have to come up with the answer. In the next slide, inshallah, you see the dua that we done in the morning. Let's recite the dua together again. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matika wa tahawwuli 'afiyatika wa fujaa'ati ni'matika wa jami'i sakhatika. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from a decline in your bounties and a change of state of well-being, a sudden onset of your punishment, and from all the wrath. Muslim 6943. In the next slide, take home message is, before saying goodbye to this journey, make new plans now. And some announcement for the tomorrow I wanted to do, and that is tomorrow is the last day, as you all know, for our journey. So tomorrow is a day of takmeel, a celebration day. So I want you to be prepared. We will give you some mic after the class time, so be prepared to stay behind, stay after the class time at least 20 to 30 minutes if possible. Whoever of you can do that, please do so, and come prepared to share your sharings. It could be we can give you the mic and you can share it not very long, maybe 1 or 2 minutes only, because they will be, the time will go be too much. Or you can send in your written sharing. If they're inshallah, if they are well organized, they may be able to put it on an NRQUS website for you, so it becomes sadqa-e jariya for you. Write your reflections. What did you learn? What did you gain? How did you feel? Anything that touched your heart throughout the journey? Anything that is motivational for you? Anything that is bringing change in you? Anything that is really touching your feelings, anything that you want to do in the future plans, anything. It could be anything. It could be any favorite ayah that you want to pick, any favorite surah you want to talk about, any favorite topic that you want to discuss throughout the journey, whatever it is. Just share one point from it and it will be sadaqa jariya for you. Remember, you have to write something because the pen is something very important, or you can say something because words are also will be weighed. So anything that is good for you, and do bring do prepare yourself to spend some extra time after class. May Allah make it possible for us to really benefit from this journey, and inshallah we'll see you tomorrow. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah make this extra time sadaqa jariya for you.
Amin summa amin. Jazakumullahu khairan kaseera wa asna jaza sa shafaiza. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. What an amazing journey. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, another upward step was taken today towards the completion of our journey through Quran. As we are at this point, I'm getting very mixed feelings. Part of me is thankful that we are moving towards our goal steadily with the immense blessings and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other part is sad on our parting from this journey that will happen tomorrow, biiznillah. It had been an amazing journey indeed. Tomorrow, inshallah, we will have takmeel of this journey. So prepare your sharing. Share how this journey has affected you for the better, hopefully. How much closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you feel at this point? What are the future plans in making? That is the most important thing. Just pour your heart out so it can be a sadaqa jariya for you all, inshallah wa ta'ala. Right now, please share the action points for this juice. You will take with you, make it a sadaqa jariya for yourself, inshallah wa ta'ala. We will do short and sweet, inshallah. So it has been long, and I don't want to hold you guys longer as it is needed. Purify yourself inside and out. Alhamdulillah, think of blessings. Inshallah wa ta'ala. Yes, sisters, fast. Recite with ease. Alhamdulillah, with understanding, with ease. Any prepare for akhirah? That is also very important. Quran with tartil leaves mark on heart. Indeed, it does. We have to tie our hearts now. Remember the journey back to Allah. Pray to receive our book of deeds in right hand. Recite while understanding it. Purify yourself in the Subhanallah. It is all purification of our soul, inshallah ta'ala. This is what the beauty of Quran is. How it enhances our beauty inside out. Subhanallah. Knowing the step being da'i and stay confident, important of tahajjud. Alhamdulillah. Ask Allah directly, the nearest for our examination or knowledge of our not enough, the nearest big, huge examination or Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Everybody is writing such good points, and it shows that you how much attention you guys have paid, and how much Alhamdulillah, with dedication and commitment, you guys have attended the session. Feed and ability to do sujood is going fast. It is un-Islamic to. Okay, I didn't get your question. I'm sorry, it just went so fast. Be like earth, beneficial. Some faces will be bright and beautiful on the day of Qiyamah. No one will be able to talk that day. Is it Islamic or Muslim women to change their last name so that of their husbands upon marriage? Is there any ayah or hadith to refer to? The only thing I can say is, at the day of judgment, you will be called by your father's name. So, and you can go to Islam Q&A, and you can type there your question, and then you will get, inshallah wa ta'ala, with all the references there. IslamQA.com. Okay? Alhamdulillah. Sabr is the key to success. Rewards are never ending. No taunting. Important to listening. Alhamdulillah. See, this is when you are writing all these points, this shows the importance of listening. When you listen, that's why you are able to write, obviously. We have to remember the journey back to Allah. Inshallah, Allah, we will. We must have to have our mindset how we have be ready as a believer for the day of judgment. Exactly. That's the preparation for our for that day. Inshallah, Allah. Alhamdulillah, all the points are very valid, very good, alhamdulillah, very thoughtful, and Quran is light. And let's conclude our session by doing a little dua, inshallah wa ta'ala, importance of night prayer, inshallah wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us hikmah, the wisdom to understand the Quran and implement in our lives. Ya Allah, we are at the verge of completing this journey. Ya Allah, it was only your help and rahmah that we were able to carry that far. Ya Allah, please forgive our shortcomings throughout this journey. Ya Allah, make us your obedient servant. Ya Allah, guide us to steadily make a connection to our next journey. Ya Allah, please help us establish a continuity of connection with you. Ya Allah, we do not want to lose your mercy. You are the most merciful. Shower your mercy upon us. Ya Allah, we are beggars and you are al-ghani. Ya Allah, bless us Jannatul Firdaus with your generosity. Ya Allah, do not waste us and choose us to be a servant in your path. Ya Allah, grant us maghfirah as we are dire need of it. Please accept these tiny efforts to turn your player, to earn your players, and grant us with your ultimate generosity. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين سمعنا وعطانا غفرانك ربنا واليك المصير ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين امين ثم امين. If life and health permitted, inshallah wa ta'ala, we will see you tomorrow with the final episode of this journey, inshallah wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep everyone safe and protected and in his hifz wa aman. Amin summa amin. Take care of yourself. Inshallah, we'll see you tomorrow. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiyu al-aleem wa tubu alayna innaka antat tawwabu rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على رسول خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت.